My book, Epic Disruptions, explores 11 historical disruptions. One chapter focuses on the Model T car. Henry Ford's vision was to create a car for the great multitude, one so affordable that, in Ford's words, no man making a good salary will be unable to own. Ford delivered. He followed the classic pattern of what we now call a disruptive innovation. He made an expensive, complicated product affordable and easy to use. He played a critical role in creating an industry that helped to create the modern world. The Model T cost $850 when it debuted in 1908. That's roughly $30,000 in today's terms. By 1924, the development and refinement of the assembly line lowered that price to $260, or $5,000 in today's terms. Lowering the cost of the automobile wasn't enough to usher in the automobile era. Success also required winning the battle for the soul of the streets of major cities. After all, cities were designed for pedestrians, horses, and mass transit. There were no traffic lights and no norms about how and where pedestrians should cross streets. The sharp increase in automobile adoption spurred chaos and carnage. Newspaper cartoons in the 1920s often showed the Grim Reaper driving cars. One in the St. Louis Star showed a man kneeling, holding up a platter of children to a car with a humanoid, maniacal grin. In 1922, the mayor of Baltimore dedicated a 25-foot wood and plaster obelisk as a monument for the 130 children who died in motor accidents that year. A fierce public relations campaign broke out. Motorists coined a term for pedestrians who crossed roads in the wrong places or in the wrong ways. The word "jay" at the time meant an uneducated country dweller who was out of place in the city, thus the epithet jaywalker. Car enthusiasts enlisted Boy Scouts to distribute anti-jaywalking cards. Pedestrians fought back. They sought to brand drivers who drove recklessly as flivver boobs. Flivver was slang for an automobile, typically one that was cheap or low quality. A boob, well, that's pretty timeless. By 1924, the magistrate of the New York City Traffic Corps described somewhere between 70% and 90% of accidents to jaywalking. Today, if you type flivver boob into Microsoft Word, the distinctive red squiggle shows that the word is no longer in use. In fact, it largely disappeared after just a few years of use. This was more than a marketing victory for Ford and other automotive manufacturers. It was a key step in the transformation of transportation. More than a century after the triumph of the motorists, the world finds itself in the messy middle of a number of ongoing disruptions. The Year in Tech, 2026, is an indispensable guide to cut through the noise and enable sound decision-making in the face of significant uncertainty. The collection starts with AI, of course, but expands to cover other critical stories in technology before concluding by providing guidance about how to predict and build your company's future. History might not repeat, the saying goes, but it often rhymes. Four patterns that connect the historical disruptions in Epic Disruptions clearly take place in the Year in Tech 2026. 1. Innovation is not the job of the few, it is the responsibility of the many. The lone inventor is a myth. Even innovation stories with a clear protagonist, such as Johannes Gutenberg's printing press, involve a wide cast of characters. Gutenberg had business partners, a financial backer who sued him, customers, and so on. Yes, there must be a visionary who sees what others don't, but it requires a lot more on top of that. Innovation is a collectively individualistic act.